Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, my beloved brothers and sisters, family and friends. How are y'all doing? You know what? I have to be honest with you. I am extremely tired. Truly, I am tired. I have been taking care of business and, wow, doing so can be quite extraneous. Anyway, my beloved brothers and sisters, the Father had me talking about us receiving His blessings by being a blessing to other people. And I got to tell you something. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I enjoy teaching. I love it. I simply love it, not because of the fact that I'm supposed to be a great teacher, but because of the fact that the Holy Spirit is the teacher, and I get the teaching before I get to teach. And it makes me feel good because the reality is the most beautiful thing that anybody could ever get is the ability to learn about God, His ways, and how you can benefit from His ways. Because you allowed yourself to get taught. It's just fantastic. Anyway, allow me to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I love you. I'm just overjoyed with who you are. Heavenly Father, while I was walking, while we was walking, and I'm talking to you as you're talking to me, there are things that you let me know that was quite disturbing. Yet a reality that has to be, and that reality has to be, Heavenly Father, that sometimes you got to get away from negative people so you can see positive results. And I've thought about that, Heavenly Father, and I thank you because sometimes, even though we hear the truth, we don't want to receive the truth. And it took me a while to receive the truth. So, Heavenly Father, I thank you for the truth. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that I do what you ask me to do according to your ways. Not get big-headed, not get conceited, not get foolish, just to do things according to your ways with humility, Heavenly Father. I ask you to bless everybody that's around us. Touch the lives of everyone who is under the tone of this voice. And Heavenly Father, please, all who are going through trials and tribulations, upside down situations, everybody who's had a loss in their life, Heavenly Father, who's missing somebody desperately, soothe their heart, Heavenly Father, so that they can be a soothing effect to somebody who's losing their lives, Heavenly Father. Touch them, Heavenly Father. And as you know, Heavenly Father, a person don't have to be losing their life necessarily physically before they have lost their lives spiritually. I thank you for all of what you do. In Jesus' holy and precious name I say, amen. My beloved brothers and sisters, you know, I was in, I'm going back to Deuteronomy 28, and the reason why is because of the fact that my father wants me to sort of finish it up. And, of course, we're not going to do that today, but we are going to do something that has to do with finishing the beauty of loving. So, as a matter of fact, as opposed to going to Deuteronomy 28, I'm going to go somewhere else. I'm going to stay in Deuteronomy, I pray, but I'm going to go to Deuteronomy 15. Deuteronomy 15. And I'm going to start at chapter 7, okay? All right. If there is among you a poor man of your brethren, within any of the gates in your land, which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not harden your heart, nor shut your hand from your poor brother, but you shall open your hand wide to him and willingly lend him sufficient for his need, whatever he needs. I'm just going to stop there for a second. Ask yourself if the Father fulfilled your needs. I'm not talking about your wants. Your wants. I'm talking about your needs. You ate today, a roof over your head, clothes on your back. You most certainly had some water at the very least. And I'm quite sure you had a little bit more than that. Yes, I'm quite sure. Now here the Father is saying that we are to do exactly the same thing that he did for us today. Okay. Beware lest there be a wicked thought in your heart, saying, the seventh year, the year of release. I'm going to stop this for just a second, or maybe I can go just a little further. Is at hand. You know, a lot of times we have a tendency of saying, aren't you going to get your check soon? Isn't it right around the corner? Aren't you on SSI or GR? Or aren't you on something? Aren't you getting something? What happened to your money? You know what I come to find out? That just because a person is getting money doesn't mean they know how to handle their money correctly. Isn't it true for many of us how we don't allow ourselves to stretch the dollar, but we might want that $7 cake that we haven't had in a long time if we had it before later, and we say, or go ahead a few weeks later and we say, man, I could use that $7. A lot of times when people are going through their hardship, getting their food stamps and their GR, their SSI, the only way that they can treat themselves is having the ability to buy something for themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like haven't had steak in a long time. And although they may not have got it, but they sort of felt like that's it. This is it. But here it is, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ teaches us that regardless to what their situation are, regardless to who they are, what creed or color, doesn't matter, the reality is we should be there for each other so that one another can get to do that which God does for each of us on a daily basis. Don't matter what their situation, don't matter. Okay. Brother, I'm going ahead of myself. And your eyes be evil against your poor brother, and you give him nothing, and he cry out to the Lord against you, and it becomes sin among you. You shall surely give to him, and your heart should not be grieved when you give to him, because for this thing the Lord your God will bless you in all your works and in all to which you put your hand. For will never cease from the land. Therefore I command you. I mean, come on. God is commanding us to be there for one another. Yesterday I talked about how we should literally have the type of attitude where if we only had a peanut butter sandwich, we should make sure somebody got half. Yet the only way that we can have that type of attitude is we cannot be poverty-thinking individuals. We have to know that we are so rich in Christ until literally our attitude in Christ be like Christ on a level that says, I'm never going to go without. Do you think that the Father, after Christ received 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, that the Father allowed Christ to feed 5,000 people just because? No. God just don't do anything just because. He actually did it so that we can get to see that he can make a way with little or nothing at all. And if you allow your mind and your heart to be in the right location, meaning lined up with Christ, you literally can receive beyond what you ever imagined. Okay. Poor will never cease from the land. Therefore, I command you, saying, you shall open your hand wide to your brother, to your poor, and your needy, and your land. Okay. Let's pay attention to something. Yesterday, I talked about how you can be your own worst enemy. Isn't that amazing? That you who pass up somebody who's in need, and not necessarily just in need of physical needs or monetary needs, but somebody who's in need emotionally, spiritually, somebody who could be in need because they're addicted to something. Do you know that unfortunately Skid Row and other places in California and all over the world is full of people who was cast out because we said that we can't fulfill their need. We don't know what to do with you. Do you know that there are millions of people mentally disadvantaged who are roaming the streets every day because somebody said, I don't know what to do with you. I am tired of having to deal with you. As a matter of fact, I think it's better that you be either in a convalescent home or somewhere because literally I have nothing to give to you. And the devil is a liar. And the reason why I say that is because God will never give you no more than you can handle. And he always provides a way of escape. And this is the same God who let us know that we can do all things in Christ. All things. All things according to that which we are designed to do. And that is love. That which never fails. Having the ability to care for people in a way that we would want to be cared for if we was in a situation that made it difficult for us to care for ourselves. Like, I've learned that people who are going through depression, they can have a house full of food, clothes, everything they specifically need, yet not use none of it because them going through depression stops them from wanting even to get out of bed. I saw a man on a train washing his feet with his saliva. I'm telling you the truth. To everybody, it was the nastiest thing they could possibly think of because he was using his dirty socks to wipe them. But I said, at least he have the mind frame to try to clean himself. Some of us don't even have that, meaning
We don't have the mindset to allow Christ to clean us from our dirty thinking, which stops us from helping people who is in need. All we had to do is this simple thing. Just this simple thing. Let's go to 2 Chronicles. Let's go to 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. This is all we have to do. In order for God to do something great for us, because some of us who think we got this thing right, is so wrong. It's so wrong until it is despicable. It is, honestly, it is shameful. And I am particularly because of the fact that I know for sure that God has created us for us to multiply and be fruitful. To be fruitful and to multiply. Meaning to share that which causes more people to want to come so that we have the ability to build the kingdom of God while we're still on earth. Yet unfortunately, we cast out so many people. We got our children out in the street, our uncles and aunts and our cousins. We got mothers. I got pictures on my phone where there are mothers who are out in the street because their children decided, I don't want to deal with you no more. Satan is such a liar until, unfortunately, we have been lying to ourselves because his lie sounds like the truth. Isn't that amazing? But check this out. So, 2 Chronicles 7:14. Thank you, Father God. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Have you ever wondered why we have so many spots where poverty has strictly taken it over? Where the spirit of poverty has completely caused the spot to look like it ain't much of nothing. But even if you're in spots, areas where there may be decent homes, but the people are going through so much economically until, unfortunately, they have to depend on soup kitchen pantries in order for them to eat. It's not because of the fact that we're going through a recession. It's because of the fact that we act like we're in a recession. When we know that we have God on our side, we want literally to do exactly what God did for us. So we build ministries around people. We do that which will enable us to take care of each other, to look out for one another, to make it so that each other have the ability to know I love you like I love myself, not as if you're secondary. No, no, no. See, because that's a sin. When you treat that person as if they're secondary, when you place yourself first, but for those who understand the reality of enjoying the blessings that God has to offer are people who indulge in such things. Let's go back to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy in 28. Let's go back there. Okay. I don't know where I left off at, so I'm going to start off at 8. Is that all right? Okay, we'll start off at 8. I'm going to try to mark it so that when I come back to it, I can start off correctly. The Lord will command the blessings on you in your storehouse and in all to which you set your hand. Now, you heard in Deuteronomy, don't close your hand. Open your hand wide.
to your poor brother. Okay, here we go. And he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Where you are at this very moment, right now, where you live, not just in Jerusalem, but wherever you are, you can be blessed beyond measure. If you love your poor brother as if you are loving yourself, we have deceived ourselves into believing that if we go to pantries and other places, if we go to food banks and other places and get free food, that we are really doing something. We're not doing nothing. You didn't spend too much to do that. What about if you knew that you had to pay your rent? Would you not go out and work diligently to do the very best you can to try to pay your rent? Why would you not do the same thing for somebody else? And believe me, I know about not being able to pay the rent, but at the same time, I would not let myself even think that I cannot provide somebody something, because the word said so. Regardless of how I felt about it, got to take care of my brothers. And as time went on, as I tell everybody, faith it, not fake it, faith it, F-A-I-T-H, faith it until you make it. Have faith that you're going to be able to catch up with the Spirit of God so that you have the ability to walk in the Spirit of God. And I tell you, you're going to feel so good because of the fact that you're going to understand the reality of what blessings actually are. When you look in your kitchen and find that you don't have nothing, and God made nothing into something, that something happened that's just amazing. My God, He's good. He's a good God. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to Himself, just as He has sworn to you. If you keep the commandments of the Lord, your God, and walk in His ways, His ways, the commandments, He said, I command you. I command you to take care of your brothers and your sisters. I command you to look out for those people, even if they're not your brethren. I command you to do what you're supposed to do. Why? Why would God tell us to do such things? You know why? Because we are spiritual beings, not fleshly beings. And when you allow yourself to love people spiritually, you get to see God. Okay, you think I'm kidding. Let's go to Matthew. Let's go to Matthew. Thank you, Father God. Matthew 5. Thank you, Jesus. Whew, Father God, thank you, Jesus. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. How could it possibly be that you can have a pure heart? It can only be by the Holy Spirit. See, you are spiritual beings before you're anything else. And because of the fact that God wants you to portray Him, He's going to bless you because you stood out and you stand up and you said, I will. Here I am, Father. I will. Here I am, Daddy. I will. I will do that which you command me to do. I will be there for my people. And my people is not just black people, but all people. Anybody who's hungry, because I know what hunger is. I know what it tastes like. I know what homeless is. I know what it feels like. I know what it is to have on dirty clothes. I know what it smells like. I know what it is to be thirsty.
So I don't have to look at my people and think we're the only ones that should be taken care of, but all people. Because tell me what people have not been created by God. We are messing up. True fact, we're messing up. And you can tell we're messing up, and the reason why is because of the fact there's a gentleman I know who's been homeless 5 years, been on the same corner. There's churches all around him. Nobody offered him much of anything. When I offered him the few things, you should see him. We're messing up. We're thinking too highly of ourselves. We have allowed ourselves to think that God has given us blessings just for us, and it is so unfair. And that's why we're in the position that we're in, because we turn blessings into curse. So God said, if this is the way you're going to act, I'm going to make you the tail and not the head. You're going to be the borrower and not the loan officer. You're going to be the bottom and not the top. I got to leave you there considering the fact that you have not learned what I can do for you. You have not taken the time to see how much I love you. So since you act so poor, I'm going to leave you poor until you call out my name and ask me to redeem you. And then you get out there. I don't care if you only have a peanut butter sandwich, no wet, no water. You get out there and you take care of your poor brother. Even if you don't receive no more food, even if you're about to die with your brother, whom you may not even know his name, and you say, I did so in the name of the Lord. Father God, I followed your command. I'm with you all the way. I will die unto self and rise in Christ so that I have the ability to know who you are. So whatever you put me through, Heavenly Father, it does not matter to me, because literally, I love you that much. If you did nothing else for me, if you handed me nothing else, I love you that much for everything you did for me before. And I'm going to show my brothers and my sisters that I love them. Yes, some people I may have to step away from because they don't know how to be loved, and they take love, take advantage of it. But even that is not going to bother me, because literally you can't take love because I'm already going to give it to you. That's why it says in Romans 5 and 8, but God demonstrated his love in that while we were still sinners, Christ died. God, from loving you, because he is a God of love. He is love, and we're supposed to act in the image of who he is. God bless y'all. We're going to continue this tomorrow. Take care of yourself.